it was good, Sue. Yeah, there's a product called Engineer's Blue, and you know, there's as much bullshit. There's not. But men like to be sort of pedantic, and they have their own correct ways. And of course, being the most manly man ever, I have the most correct way in the world. So that's all there is to it. Basically, I use I use about a teaspoon of it every 5 years, so it's not worth buying, say, $50 or something for a small bottle of it, $50 of it for a small bottle, that's basically going to get like a little squirt, like you'd, you know, if you've got short hair, you know, shampoo, kind of, you know, like, you know. So it's not worth buying it, because you've got to pay, I don't know, $50 plus $20 freight or some shit. But what, how you can do it, right? And this is stuff called flake shellac, right? And it's nice. So that's made from the wings of the lac bug. And it's quite nice. But I've also gone off shellac as a finish, because oil-based polishing of wood, you know, just as a treatment, as a surface coating, mineral oil, or preferably lanolin is much nicer, and it doesn't damage, it's easy to repair and all that sort of stuff, right? But the purpose the purpose of marking out blue is it's a mixture of shellac, right? That's dissolved into about three parts of alcohol, you know. And because it's about, God, fuck, because it's about $1.20 for this amount of blue, right, or dye, right, if this, one of the things is there's all sorts of cookers and temperature controls and stuff like that, but I have this little coffee percolator, you know, and its little hot plate keeps the pot of coffee, or the little urn jug of coffee, keeps it about 90-95 degrees Celsius, you know. So the hot plate sits on about 105, temperature controlled. But if I get this bottle of blue, pour it in a pot like this, and evaporate the water out fairly quickly, you know, I end up with a dye concentrate. Now, what this means, basically, see, if we get that, that's a nice dark blue, perhaps a little bit dark, too dark blue, but if we scribe a line, all right, see, that adds contrast, like, you know, a silver, that's not a proper scribe line, that's just to illustrate the point, but that gives you a very high degree of definition a contrast between the scribed line when you're marking stuff out on shiny metal. It gives you a really good contrast so you can see the fine line, which is a fine scratch, which is shiny on a shiny metal. By using that dye, you can see... see that? So that's what marking out blue is. And if you get the ratios about one part of shellac by weight, three parts of alcohol, and, you know, say one part of this sort of dye reduced into a dry powder, then you mix it into the alcohol and shellac. This is, depends on personal tastes, like all things, you know. But yeah, see there, that's too thin, and that's a bit too thick up there, you know, it's too thick, and yeah, it's a bit, it's okay there, but, and it's okay here, but that's too thick, it's too strong, too much shellac, and it's the drying time is, because it's a thick film, it doesn't dry really quickly. So, by getting the ratios right, bit more alcohol, just a bit, you get your ratios, it's not hard. You don't have enough dye and you have too much fucking alcohol and too much fucking shellac, you'll end up with a really thin, watery sort of fucking mix, you know. You kind of want it dark enough to go, that's really good, you know what I mean? But you also want it fairly fast drying. So there's the initial sort of finalised batch, and this is it. Yeah, that's it, sort of thinned down. Yeah, that's not as dark as that, but this dilution is a lot faster drying. So yeah, you know, I mean, it's a bit of a suck it and see, you know. So we will do the magic scratch. Yes, that, this isn't as good as that, but this takes a bit longer to dry. So I think I'll just stir up what I've got, mix it all in thoroughly, and, you know, just let it go. That, I think that will do. See that? So I've got a nice little pot. Fuck, how do I tip this over without tipping it out? So that's a nice little pot of engineer's blue. That's how you make it, how you scribe lines, and, you know, how you can sort of put a little bit, you know, and you rub it onto the different surfaces with a little sponge, and you can see where you're mating heads to barrels and all sorts of things. And you can see the high spots that you got to scrape off or whatever. There's a lot of fucking good uses for it. But, yeah, so my uses are very, very small. I need it very, very infrequently. It tends to go not rotten, but like when you store petrol in containers, even with preservatives, deoxidizer type preservatives, which is commonly called vitamin E. Yeah, it sort of goes off. Goes a bit sort of on the molecular side, it goes a little bit sort of rancid. So if you make up a little fresh batch and use it all, within 6 months, you know, or maybe a year, I don't know, maybe fucking freeze it. But yeah, so that's how you make engineer's blue. It's very simple. Shellac, I like it, you know, but I've gone off it because it's a sort of easily damaged sort of finish. Whereas, you know, mineral oil or lanolin, just wipe it over every few years and it's as good as fucking new forever, you know. So now we've got to get out what's in here, into here. God. Yeah, well, I'll save that for another day. Thank you, MGTOW Man.